What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And the phones are working today. So after we're done doing the news, we're going to open the phone lines and you can call in with your questions, comments, opinions, and observations from both yesterday and today here. All righty. As was expected, things in Louisville got very ugly last night. There were fires being set. There was a clash between police and protesters. Dozens of people have been arrested. Two officers were shot. And, you know, the Black Lives Matter people are out there, you know, screaming, burn it all down. Apparently, there were riots also in places like Portland responding to the grand jury decision not to charge any of the police with the death of Breonna Taylor herself. One cop was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun in a way where the bullets just went into the neighboring apartment, which was occupied at the time. Nobody got hit. Nobody got hurt. But still, it was a very dumb thing for him to do. And he wasn't checking his targets or where those rounds were going to go. And when you pull that trigger, you're responsible for where that bullet goes, even if it doesn't hit what you're aiming at here. All right. The Kentucky Attorney General is warning that mob justice is not justice. He says it's just simply revenge. And, you know, basically, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who's a very impressive gentleman, by the way, handled himself very, very well. He defended the grand jury's decision to clear three officers of charges in Breonna Taylor's killing by saying law is not meant to react to tragedy. So Daniel Cameron, who's a rising GOP star, should be mentioned. He's slamming celebrities, influencers, and activists for suggesting they understand the facts of the Breonna Taylor case and telling people how to feel. Okay. And Trump is describing Daniel Cameron as a star who handled the Breonna Taylor case very well when he was asked to comment on the case. Now, the Breonna Taylor investigation revealed a sequence of events that led to her death. The cops did knock on the door. Her boyfriend did shoot first and shot the sergeant in the thigh. Originally, there were claims all over social media that it was friendly fire. And Breonna Taylor died in a hail of bullets next to him in the hallway and not in bed, as has been repeatedly claimed again on social media. Now, it's an unfortunate tragedy. The timing was definitely a factor because the police were after Breonna Taylor's former boyfriend, who was involved in drugs and had used her address for some of his mailing activities. And the warrant they had was for him, but they basically knocked on the door. And apparently Breonna Taylor and her new boyfriend, Walker, thought it was the old boyfriend coming back for some kind of mischief. And that's why Walker had his gun out, prepared to defend himself from what they initially assumed to be some kind of intruders. Certainly after the door was breached with the battering ram, they had reason to think something ugly was going on. At issue, the police are insisting they said police. Walker is insisting they never heard that. Now, Walker himself was cleared of all charges. The jury apparently felt that he had a reasonable case, that he thought he was under threat at that time. Anyway, last night, the Louisville protests were mostly peaceful. Are you getting sick of hearing that one? Until shots rang out amidst a skirmish between protesters and the heavily armed police. Now, the video captured the Louisville Black Lives Matter cop shooter, and he was using other protesters as human shields. Now, the good news is the two police officers who were shot survived. They're listed in stable condition, and the suspect has now been arrested and identified. Anti-riot police, anti-police rioters attacked police officers who were putting out fires in Louisville. So here you had the police were out there trying to stop some of these fires, and they got attacked for it. But these anti-police rioters, identified by journalists as being Black Lives Matter and Antifa extremists, attacked law enforcement officials in Louisville who were putting out fires the rioters had started. All righty. That video that was taken of the U-Haul truck handing out signs and shields and sticks and other weapons has gone viral. And you can hear the people in there screaming, "Shields, we've got shields." And so this video of riot supplies being unloaded from the U-Haul truck in Louisville has gone viral, and everybody has seen it. It's just all over the place here. And it sort of underscores the fact that somebody somewhere was planning for violence after the Breonna Taylor grand jury came back, and somebody somewhere is paying for all of this. Okay, another riot was declared in Portland as Black Lives Matter protesters hurl Molotov cocktails at police and thousands take to the streets in demonstrations across the nation following the Breonna Taylor grand jury decision. And again, the issue is they're saying that one cop who was indicted for wanton endangerment was not enough, that they wanted the cops who actually shot Breonna to be charged. And as the attorney general made very, very clear, you know, these police had entered this home. They saw an individual with a gun in a shooting posture. He fired a shot at them and they returned fire. And so it's been declared justified. And under Kentucky law, that's basically the end of it. Over in Seattle, there was another protester. And in one case, a video caught a rioter hitting a Seattle police officer in the back of the head with a metal baseball bat, which, you know, potentially could be fatal, certainly going to affect his eyesight. And apparently explosives were being thrown at the police. Now, Trump says he's praying for the two Louisville cops shot during the clashes between the Black Lives Matter mob and the police after the Breonna Taylor decision. And again, they took a suspect into custody and the National Guard enforced the curfew. It has come out that the National Guard was, you know, alerted and put on standby an hour before the announcement was made. So they were expecting bad things to be happening because of this. So Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder said the shooting took place at Brook Street and Broadway about 8:30 p.m. last night. Both of the officers, who have not been identified, were rushed to University of Louisville Hospital. One of the officers is in stable condition. The other one had to undergo surgery, but is also in stable condition. So Police Chief Schroeder said, "I'm very concerned about the safety of our officers. Obviously, we've had two officers shot tonight. That is a very serious and dangerous condition. I think the safety of our officers and the community we serve are of the utmost importance." And, of course, shooting anybody is a crime, and shooting a police officer is especially serious here. All right, turning to our domestic politics, the furor over the Supreme Court nomination is continuing apace. And Mitch McConnell has backed off his promise that he'll get a vote on a Supreme Court nominee before the election. Apparently, the Democrats are planning all kinds of stalling and delaying tactics, and Mitch isn't sure he can get it to the floor, but he's certainly going to try. But again, it doesn't really matter because this Congress and this president are in office for roughly another 4 months. Okay. And the idea is, of course, if the election is held and Biden steals it, they're going to scream that Trump's nominee be withdrawn. Biden's already said that publicly. All right. Thousands have gathered at the Supreme Court to pay their respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as she lies in state. It brought together the eight remaining justices for the first time since March. They've been holding their meetings and hearings virtually because of COVID-19. Apparently, when Donald Trump and Melania went by to pay their respects, they were greeted with a small group of protesters who shouted insults at them here. Now, Trump is out there saying it's very important to have that ninth judge. The Supreme Court needs a Ruth Bader Ginsburg replacement now because it may have to decide the presidential election. And having a 4-4 situation is not a good situation. It definitely is not, because if you read that Constitution, if the election and the Electoral College are unable to come to a decision, the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives, which is currently under Democratic control. That would mean Biden gets the presidency. Now, the Democrats are going full on Antichrist as they attack the potential justice for her religion. This has been said countless times, and it's still amazing that any Christian would even give the time of day to voting for a Democrat. Now, given many Democrats are themselves Christian believers, while this takes a bit of mental sophistry to justify, these Democrats have at least been able till now to defend their stance, saying that their party has many anti-Christians in it, but that's not to say the party itself is aligned against Christ. However, those days of equivocation are over, because potential nominee Barrett is a devout Catholic. Now, when she was going through her confirmation here, she stated, "Yes, I'm a devout Catholic, but I can keep my duties as a judge separate from my religious beliefs." Now, President Donald Trump promised yesterday to sign an executive order that would require health care providers to provide medical care to all babies born alive during an abortion late term. And apparently he's making an election year push to appeal to voters who oppose abortion, of which I am one. Now, the White House did not release further details about the order, but Trump's announcement follows numerous attempts by GOP lawmakers in Washington and in state capitals around the country to pass legislation that threatens prison for doctors who don't try to save the life of infants born alive during late-term abortions. Now, organizations representing obstetricians and gynecologists say the law already provides protections to newborns, whether born during a failed abortion or under other circumstances. But when anomalies are so severe that a newborn would die soon after birth, a family may choose what's known as palliative care or comfort care. This might involve allowing the baby to die naturally without medical intervention. All righty, Congress has finally released their report on Hunter Biden's activities. This was the report that Joe Biden wanted sealed. And apparently there was a lot of skullduggery going on, and everybody is saying Daddy had to know. There's no way that Hunter could be involved in all of this and Daddy not catching a whiff of it here. So this new report of what Biden was doing during the Obama administration, it sheds new light on what went on and how involved Joe Biden really was. Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson and Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said their investigation has faced many obstacles from Democrats on their committees and that executive agencies failed to comply with document requests. The chairman added that there remains much work to be done in their probe, his work background playing a starring role in the Trump impeachment efforts earlier this year. He and his father have denied any wrongdoing related to this work. Now, up in New York, a judge has ordered Eric Trump to comply with a subpoena for a probe into the Trump Organization finances by October, despite his lawyer saying he is a vital and integral part of his father's reelection effort. So Eric Trump must testify in a New York investigation into the family's businesses before the November presidential election. Okay. Apparently, the Department of Justice is now admitting that all four of the Carter Page visa applications were corrupt upon origination. This is a really, really big deal. Getting into the election itself, an election watchdog has found 350,000 dead registrants on the voter rolls in 42 states. The Public Interest Legal Foundation, which is based right here in Indiana, conducted a nationwide study to identify the hundreds of thousands of deceased individuals on voter rolls. During its analysis, the group also found that nearly 40,000 likely duplicate registrants appear to have cast second votes in 2018 from the same address. Just five states, New York, Texas, Michigan, Florida, and California, accounted for 51% of the total number of deceased individuals on voter rolls, according to the group. Pilf further found that nearly 15,000 registrants were credited with voting after death in the 2016 and 2018 elections. Now, we know elections are crooked. They have been for a very, very long time. Even before the Collier brothers wrote Vote Scam, ballot box stuffing goes back a long way. And, you know, I have to point a finger here at Donald Trump, who had 4 years to clean up this mess and came into office promising that we were going to have an election integrity commission. And yes, it ran into a stone wall with the state election commissions and the Democrats. But Trump could have and should have pushed harder, because it may cost him his second term with the massive amount of fraud that's going on out there. All right. Apparently, two trays of U.S. mail were found in a ditch near Greenville, Wisconsin, and it included absentee ballots. And if that wasn't enough, the FBI is investigating discarded mails in Pennsylvania at the request of Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie Salavantes. And the FBI Scranton resident office began an inquiry into reports of potential issues with mail-in ballots at the Luzerne County Board of Elections. They've recovered 9 ballots so far, military ballots, all of them voting for Donald Trump, and they had just been tossed. In fact, Donald Trump this morning mentioned it briefly during questions with reporters here. Turning to the back again to the protests here, a Trump supporter's garage in Minnesota was set ablaze with what authorities are saying could be an act of arson. And apparently the garage burned down, so did the vehicles. Graffiti at the scene reads Biden 2020 BLM. Apparently, Black Lives Matter protesters take over an elderly couple's table at a Florida restaurant, and they were filmed threatening this elderly couple in St. Petersburg, Florida. The incident happened amid the protest over Breonna Taylor charges. The video, which is circulating on social media, shows dozens of protesters carrying no justice, no peace signs and chanting stand up, fight back outside the restaurant. At one point, an activist comes up and sits on an empty seat at a table occupied by the elderly couple. The woman says, "This is my table," while trying to remove the activist from the seat, but fails to do so. More activists then approached the table. One of them called the woman Karen and threatened to knock your old blank boyfriend, the blank, out. Minneapolis is going to give $2 million to help beleaguered property owners pay for exorbitant demolition and cleanup costs. And this is absolutely necessary because a lot of the people whose businesses were destroyed have discovered their insurance will pay for the cost of rebuilding their business, but not for the cost of demolition and cleanup, which they can't afford anyway. So Minneapolis is stepping in to help these people get their properties demolished and cleaned up so that the regular insurance can come in and help them rebuild here. Now, this is really getting a little bit out there. Students at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, are furious after the school refused to stop an off-campus rally in support of President Donald Trump, police officers, and law enforcement officials. It was called a Back the Blue rally, and it was taking place off campus, and the liberal students are out there saying this, the college should stop it. Well, how? It's not on the college property here. Amazing. All righty, let's turn to COVID-19. The CDC director says more than 90% of Americans are still susceptible to coronavirus. Dr. Fauci is predicting 700 million doses of vaccine will be available by spring 2021. Now, the CDC has published new survival rates for COVID. Okay? This is if you are infected with COVID-19. If you're between the ages of 0 and 19, you have a 99.997% chance of survival. If you're between the ages of 20 and 49, you have a 99.98% chance of survival. If you're aged 50 to 69, you have a 99.5% chance of survival. And if you're 70 years and older, you have a 94.6% chance of survival. And you're not going to see those numbers on the corporate media, because people are going to look at those numbers and say, wait a minute, we're losing more people to flu. We're losing more people to drunk drivers. We're losing more people to suicide. You know, so why all the hype about face masks and social distance, all the rest of that? Now, yesterday we reported the FDA may change the rules for guidelines for vaccines. And Trump says that he may block the FDA if they try and do that. Trump said yesterday he may or may not approve any new, more stringent FDA standards for an emergency authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine, saying such a proposal would appear political. Trump has repeatedly said a vaccine for COVID-19 could be ready for distribution ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Well, Donald, it would certainly sound good and make the voters happy, but you're not getting near me with that needle. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after two words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly nudge that Republic Broadcasting Network is holding a perpetual fundraiser. As yesterday's adventures with the telephone system demonstrated, Republic Broadcasting is being held together with duct tape, and duct tape is getting more and more expensive every single day. So a big thank you to those of you who have donated. And for those of you who have not, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right. There has been a massive international study that looked at 70 studies of hydroxychloroquine, of which 42 were peer-reviewed. And the results showed that countries with early use of hydroxychloroquine, Costa Rica, Israel, India, Russia, Turkey, Algeria, Morocco, Indonesia, Ukraine, Greece, and Cuba, had significantly less deaths than those countries that restricted the widespread use of hydroxychloroquine, which is Mexico, the USA, Great Britain, Sweden, Ireland, France, Netherlands, and so forth. The study involved the populations of 2 billion people. The glaringly obvious question is how many lives could have been saved if our CDC and our so-called health experts and mass media had not lied about the dangers of this life-saving drug. All righty. Now, this COVID-19 whistleblower who published this COVID bioweapon report, the story is beginning to fall apart. Dr. Li Mengyan, the highly touted, highly promoted COVID-19 whistleblower who claims that the novel coronavirus is an ultra-deadly Chinese military bioweapon, which was designed to target Americans, published her much-hyped COVID-19 research paper alongside individuals who may not actually exist. Plus, her academic credentials appear to call into question her technical knowledge and the level of access that is necessary to advance an empirical claim on this level. It's like I said when the story first showed up. It reminds me of the so-called Kuwaiti nurse, who turned out to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador, who put out that story about how the Iraqi soldiers were stealing incubators from the Kuwaiti hospitals and leaving the premature babies on the floor to die. Another put-up job here. Okay. Are positive COVID tests in children wrongly picking up common colds, which can provide some level of immunity? Now, the common cold is also a coronavirus. Coronavirus covers a wide number of illnesses, including COVID-19. But is our society turning the blessings of de facto childhood immunity to COVID-19, along with the very elements that can help make them immune to severe symptoms, into a curse? There's been a big, big issue about false positives in the existing coronavirus tests. Over in Great Britain, the National Health Service COVID app may wrongly tell up to one-third of its users to self-isolate after incorrectly reading the 2-meter social distance. And it emerges that more than 3 million Britons with iPhone 6 or older can't download it due to iOS issues. I was having a conversation just before we went on the air with David Crucial Nonsense about backward compatibility and how companies don't like that because they want you to always be buying the newest, latest, and greatest. But this new NHS COVID app may wrongly tell up to a third of its users to self-isolate. And the risk of false positives stems from the app's reliance on Bluetooth signals, which can be affected by nearby objects. This means the app could judge that its user has come within 2 meters of an infected person for more than 15 minutes when they were actually just close to a Bluetooth-emitting object. This issue raises the risk of people deleting the app because they think it is not working properly or simply deciding not to download it. Germany has decided to add 11 regions to their coronavirus watch list. Germany yesterday announced it would add 11 regions across Europe to its list of coronavirus risk zones, according to a statement from Germany's Robert Koch Institute, the agency in charge of Germany's COVID-19 response. The list includes several popular tourist destinations across Europe, according to Reuters. France is closing the bars and restaurants in Marseille. Oh, it's all starting all over again here. Okay, turning to the international news, there is this Ukrainian CIA plot to incite Belarus against Russia, and apparently it's unraveling. And President Alexei G. Lukashenko accused Russia of sending a group of mercenaries to disrupt his reelection. With mass protests consuming the country after the vote, he briskly changed his tune. Now, Boris Johnson wants to make British armed forces untouchable by offering them immunity for war crimes. This controversial bill is passing through the House of Commons, which will make it virtually impossible to prosecute soldiers, but at the same time will strip away their own legal rights and health benefits. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news here. And the Pentagon informs Congress it's preparing to have zero U.S. troops in Afghanistan by spring. Now, right now, the Pentagon is expected to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan down to 4,500 by the November elections. And with the still negotiating U.S.-Taliban peace deal facilitating this, on Tuesday, a Pentagon official told Congress it can expect American presence there to be completely ended by May of 2021. Not exactly a victory, but I'm glad it's finally getting over after, what, 19 years, 20 years almost? All righty. Leaked documents show how British government contractors developed an advanced infrastructure of propaganda to stimulate support in, the West for serious political and armed opposition. Virtually every aspect of the Syrian opposition was cultivated and marketed by Western government-backed public relations firms, from their political narratives to their branding, from what they said to where they said it. The leaked files reveal how Western intelligence cutouts played the media like a fiddle, carefully crafting English and Arabic language media coverage of the war on Syria to churn out a constant stream of pro-opposition propaganda. U.S. and European contractors trained and advised Syrian opposition leaders at all levels, from young media activists to the heads of the parallel government in exile. These firms also organized interviews for Syrian opposition leaders on corporate outlets such as BBC and Britain's Channel 4. Over at the United Nations, yesterday they announced they're cutting vital aid to 300 healthcare facilities across Yemen. And cuts have also been made to the UN's food distribution services. The cuts come as the U.S.-backed Saudi war on Yemen continues to rage. The war has shattered Yemen's medical infrastructure, caused the largest modern-day cholera outbreak, and has left the civilian population severely food insecure. Between April and August, the United Nations closed or reduced more than one-third of its humanitarian programs in Yemen. If the United Nations does not receive more funding in the coming weeks, additional cuts are expected. Turning now to Iran, article coming out of Russia Today. Don't believe all the U.S. lies on Iran. America's sole aim is to get the country it lost back in 1979 back in its grip. Let's not pretend U.S. actions or words on Iran have any legitimacy. The real threat to the world comes from self-righteous warmongers in Washington. We've heard it all over the past week. Iran is a threat to the world. A sponsor of terrorism is destabilizing the Middle East, and the international community must cooperate over this grave threat by implementing crushing United Nations sanctions on the country, including an arms embargo as part of a snapback option against it. Shamelessly, Mike Pompeo positions himself once again as a champion of freedom, claiming he's on a self-righteous mission to stop the tyranny of Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and this time they're going to be working. All right, Iran is bucking U.S. sanctions to export Venezuelan crude. After defying U.S. sanctions by shipping a cargo of oil condensate to Venezuela just last week, Iran is using the same ship to help the Latin American country export its crude. The Iranian-flagged supertanker Honey, also known as Horse, is loading Venezuela's top exported grade More 16 at Venezuela's government-controlled port of Jose, according to a shipping report seen by Bloomberg. The shipments give some respite to the nation's hobbled oil industry, as most ship owners avoid doing business with the country for fear of sanctions. The vessel, which just discharged 2 million barrels of Iranian condensate, turned off its satellite signal to avoid detection after the U.S. was able to intercept 1.116 million barrels of gasoline going to Venezuela in August. Bloomberg reported the ship was discharging its contents in Venezuela last week through ship tracking signals still show the ship off the coast of Dubai. All right. Qatar eyes normalization with Israel in exchange for the lifting of the Gulf boycott against it. Now, Qatar is poised to seal a deal with Israel as early as next month, says a source involved in the talks. It will present a drastic change from the current position of Doha that right now negates the possibility of recognizing the Jewish state without reaching a solution on the Palestinian front. In a confidential talk with Sputnik, an anonymous source in the Gulf that's connected to the highest echelons of government in several countries said Doha is now mulling over the option of normalizing ties with Israel with the mediation of the United States. The revelation comes amid a barrage of criticism that has been directed at the United Arab Emirates for reaching an agreement with Israel. One of the loudest voices was that of Qatar. All right. Trump is once again putting new sanctions on Cuba, specifically on alcohol and tobacco, in a fight against communist oppression. Now, the trade restrictions against Cuba have been prolonged for another year, with Trump citing the national interest of the United States on Wednesday. Specifically, the ban on Cuban imports of tobacco and alcohol have been extended, and the tourism industry has been targeted. Trump said as part of a White House event today, as part of our continuing fight against communist oppression, I'm announcing the Treasury Department will prohibit U.S. travelers from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. We're also further restricting the importation of alcohol and Cuban tobacco. That's a darn shame there. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah. couple of things I want to comment on. You know, reminds me what you were talking about, Pompeo, and what a clown this guy is. Yesterday, I'm not sure. I think I was listening to the last part of your show. I didn't catch the whole show, but I think it was Joe from Tennessee made a remark about, you know, we may have weapons that the, you know, the Russians and the Chinese don't even know that we have. You know, to me, this is kind of like dangerous type of thinking because whatever we got, you can bet the Russians have too. They're not, you know, their defense is dedicated right to Russia. It's not a profit-making thing. They have some of the best weapons possible, and Putin knows that he has to have these kind of weapons because he knows he's surrounded. That, you know, with the way NATO is set up now, he can't allow Russia to fall behind. So you can bet that they have weapons, including direct energy, which we probably have too. There would be no winner in a war. And that brings up Pompeo again. We'd all lose. Pompeo is a dangerous Christian Zionist, right? He believes in the whole thing about the end time type rapture. He thinks, I believe, that all the Jews have to return to Israel first. There's some nonsense like that. And then it's pretty much time. I think it's Bog and Maybog, something like that, you know, comes from the north. And that's supposed to mean Iran and Russia. Well, you know, this type of thinking, like I said, Mike, is going to get us all killed. This, you know, we talk about the COVID. The COVID is, you know, a bunch of nonsense, okay? It's basically, it's pretty much of a bad cold. That's pretty much what it comes down to. But a thermonuclear war with Russia and probably China at the same time, now that probably would be an end to the planet, okay? It's not, yes. You know, we're not talking about invisible viruses there. And that's one of the problems with Trump. You know, he's got these clowns in his cabinet, within his government, whether it's the Christian Zionist Pompeo, the Jewish Zionist Kushner, and others. And these people are dangerous, Mike. The only thing that still will keep me probably voting for Trump is because Biden and Harris are no different. They've got their own warmongers there. Some of them are even worse, for that matter. Okay? You got the neocons and the neoliberals. Both I really call Trotskyites, because like Trotsky, a lot of them are followers of Trotsky, and Trotsky wanted to use the Red Army to push revolution around the world, much as the Trotskyites of today want the United States military to push revolution around the world. And add that to Zionists and other, you know, New World Order, globalist type of entities, and boy, we're in trouble, Mike. You know, that's you know, I don't know how we're going to handle that. And to think that we got better weapons than blah, 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 that's dangerous thinking and can only get the world, the entire planet blown to bits, okay? On top of that, the AI that they're using to control to handle these nuclear weapons, just watch Terminator movies. I've seen them all. I'm watching the Sarah Connor Chronicles right now, which is related to the Terminator. Okay?
And, there's another series coming out called Next that's got the same theme. You know, that all the world's computers become artificially intelligent and decide that humans need to go.
What movie is that?
It's called Next. It's a series.
Next? Is it on now?
It's sometime in the next few weeks it debuts.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah.
But I don't know whether these things are warnings to us that, hey, you guys better be careful what you're doing, or whether it's the Illuminati-like rituals, which says, here's what we're going to do to you, and you people are too stupid to stop it. You think we're just entertaining you, but it's not entertainment. We're telling you what we're going to do to you, and we think you're too dumb to stop it. I don't know which it is. Whatever it is, we better heed, and do something about it and stop it before something like this really happens. Okay? And if artificial intelligence is capable of doing something like that, you know, when you go back to some of these old movies and TV shows like Battlestar Galactica with, what is it called, the Cylons? If there's robots that took
over. Cylons. The Cylons.
Cylons. Yeah, took over the planet and all that. That's not out of the question. That could happen. And, you know, these robots, you know, they're dangerous. They are smart. They are capable of their own type of intelligence. And, but they don't have a soul. They don't have a soul. They're not, you know, they're not biological. They're not made by God or even by nature or both. I believe God and nature is one, really. That's, nature is just God's, you know, I believe it's just God's nature. I mean, God's agent is nature, okay? Well, these robots aren't made by anything like that. They're made by us, and then they're going to start making themselves, which they might be capable of doing already. And
it's already happening.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, you know, look at Boston Dynamics. Look at those.
Yes.
They're like Terminator robots right there. So that's all I got to say, Mike, is just that, you know, we better be careful and don't think we got weapons that they don't. Well, they got weapons that we don't. We all got very advanced weapons, and they're dangerous,
yes,
and they could lead to the end of this planet's existence. All right, that's it, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, just a quick response to what Mark's saying is what I mean by bringing up the super weapons is as a deterrent. It's, you know, I think that if we, you know, it's like the nuclear bomb. If we would have tested the nuclear bomb, maybe we didn't have to drop it actually on the Japanese, you know, or we could have dropped it somewhere where it didn't kill 200,000 Japanese. Just the fact that we had such a...
That was suggested by Oppenheimer, that they set one off on, you know, a deserted Pacific island and invite the Japanese to watch.
And I think that actually would have been a humanitarian thing to do. And I think that by Trump setting this up, if by rattling the Chinese, who are, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on now in the South China Sea. I don't think it was really directed at the Russians, but I might be wrong. But either way, I know technologically the Russians do have a, you know, they're right on the edge, top line. But the Chinese aren't. The Chinese weapon systems are usually pretty crappy, and I just think that I don't see it as a like militaristic act. I look at it more like a preventative. You know, it's like peace through strength kind of thing, like Reagan. And you know, and real quick to Mark, and there's a few of other callers that you always talk about war, and you know, I want to make sure there's no war. Well, look, we've been to almost the end of the Trump's first term, and there's no war. And I just hear constant criticism. It'd be nice if somebody called up and said, you know, Trump's doing a good job on this war issue, you know, my so-called moral exhibitionist issue, because that's what I think some of these callers have become, moral exhibitionists. They talk about war. Well, you got a president that's prevented war, that should get the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, it got the Syria thing totally toned down. I mean, an American president has to act ballsy once in a while to prevent war. I mean, so, you know, I do agree he's a bit of a bull in the China shop, Trump, but it's been successful, and he should be given credit for it. We're not at war. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of Afghanistan. We're getting out of Iraq. There's no more big killing field in Syria. You know, we're making peace with North Korea. So, you know, why don't we give them a little bit of credit, just a little bit, you know, especially you guys that said, the war is my biggest issue, no war. And then they want to move the goalposts and start, you know, I'm not voting for them because of the wall, you know. So I heard that war thing for 3 years, and now that Trump hasn't gotten us into a war, they all want to back off because they can't support him because they all suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. But anyway, on the Breonna Taylor thing, I mean, does the world have to stop every time some black dysfunctional person gets shot by the police. I mean, you know, this Breonna Taylor, say what you want. She's dating one drug dealer after another, you know. The police
well,
not
wait a
gonna
we
do
don't we don't know that. We don't know if Walker was involved in drug dealing. Only her former boyfriend was. I do know that she'd actually been fired from her job as an emergency room technician, you know, before this whole incident went down. And, you know, they're trying to use that to polish her image. But let's not make some guesses about, you know, somebody who can't defend themselves.
Well, I mean, but when the police knock on your door and even and then they even and you don't answer and they come through and you start shooting at them, the guy that was shooting at the police, obviously, you know, and she's in the middle of it. So the police are going to fire back. So to make this, you know, seem like, oh, the police were just like hunting black people. First of all, it wasn't a no-knock warrant. They had a justification for it, but they didn't. They actually knocked. And then the firing started by her boyfriend. So let's just say she has bad choices in boyfriends. So in that regard, once again, it's dysfunctional. It shows dysfunction. And all these guys, they're burning cities down because of some
idiot
that can't learn how to... Yes?
Okay. Don't hang up. Mark wants to come on the line with you and have a discussion, which we're going to do after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to bring Joe in Tennessee and Mark in North Carolina onto the phone lines at the same time here. And gentlemen, remember the rules, mutual respect, no personal attacks. Everybody gets a chance to say what they want to say. So, Mark, are you there?
Yeah, sure am.
All right. Well, you wanted to respond to Joe, so what have you got? What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I can start very easily about saying that Trump is a peacemaker of some kind. Now, again, I'm going to vote for Trump only because I got no choice. I wanted Tulsi Gabbard, but they decided to make her treat her like she was some kind of Russian bot, the Democrats. So, you know, so I got no other choice but Trump. So no Jesse Ventura running or anything else. But let's start with Iran, with Syria. The bombing 1 year after the other of Syria because of the false flag, completely false flag about the chemical weapons. Then we can start going again into Syria. Why are our troops there stealing their oil? That's what they're doing. They're at Trump's behest. They're stealing Syrian oil and ready to attack Syria if Syria tries to get him out. He's really listening to his real boss, Benjamin Netanyahu. That's why we're there. Why did he kill the heroic Iranian general, the terrorist fighter? He wasn't a terrorist. He was a terrorist fighter, General Soleimani. Okay? This was, again, on Trump's orders, okay? I know he had military-industrial complex clowns behind him, but the fact is he gave the orders to kill that heroic terrorist fighter, that man who, you know, not only helped other Middle East nations, but actually helped out Christians, okay?
Let's give Joe a turn here. Joe, how do you respond to that?
Well, I'd like to put it in perspective. I mean, yeah, he did kill Soleimani, who was in Iraq stirring up trouble. Let's just put my side of it. And then he did bomb Syria, but that was like, you know, he warned the Russians, he warned the Syria. That was more like a charade and I agree, I was against it when it happened. But let's put that in his 4-year presidency and compare it to other presidents that bombed the crap, or like Obama with Libya and Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. Trump's pulling, I mean, I got to put it in perspective as far as balance. And then also I got to look at pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Yeah, there are still troops in Syria. Yeah, they're stealing oil, but they're not as many as Obama. They're not bombing the hell out of Syria like Obama. They're not hundreds of thousands of Syrian Christians being killed like Obama. Same way in Afghanistan. They're making peace in Afghanistan. So, yeah, you want to get hung up on Soleimani. On principle, you're right. And you want to get hung up on some of these, you know, the bombing of Syria 3 years ago. Technically, I agree with you. But in perspective, I think you're way off. That's what my thing is on that.
Can I answer that?
Okay, Mark.
Again, we have no business at all in Syria. We also have no business going and putting sanctions on all these countries, including Iran and Venezuela, okay, and practically starving people there, all right? That's not the United States I learned to love, okay? That's
all right, well, gentlemen, we're going to have to let you go because we got to take a break for station identification, and we have more calls waiting on the other side of the break.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.